Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayeshev, after Yosef is sold by his brothers and he makes his way eventually to the house of Potiphar, we hear about how Potiphar's wife tried tirelessly to be with Yosef and how Yosef distanced himself from her at great cost to himself and to his personal safety. And the Gemara says in Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis the most incredible thing. Rabbi Yochanan there says that when the Torah says in Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayavo Habaisa La'asos Melachto, that Yosef went to the house to do his work. Rabbi Yochanan says, Milamed Sheshnehem Lidvar Aveira Niskavnu, both Yosef and Potiphar's wife intended to sin. It's unbelievable. And the Gemara also says that Rav or Shmuel says, it's not clear who has this opinion, but Rav or Shmuel says regarding that same pasuk, that when the Torah says that Yosef went to the house la'asos melachto to do his work, it's actually a euphemism to describe how Yosef returned to the house intending to be intimate with Potiphar's wife. It's simply incredible. How can that be? We're not talking about a regular person. We're talking about Yosef HaTzadik. It is possible that on a basic level, we can understand this Gemara as emphasizing how no one, absolutely no one, is immune to temptation and how extremely, extremely careful everyone must be in these sorts of matters. However, many mefarshim of these psukim and of that Gemara understand the psukim and the Gemara differently. The great Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, who died in 1764, explains this pasuk and this Gemara in a most beautiful way in his Peirush on the Chumash Tiferes Yehonasan. This is found not here, but it's on Parshas Vayechi on Perek Memches Pasuk Yudches. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, a few lines later in that same Gemara that I quoted a moment ago, Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara says that right before Yosef was about to sin with Potiphar's wife, at that very moment, Yosef's father's image, Diokno Shel Aviv, the image of Yaakov, came and appeared to Yosef. And the Gemara says that that image of Yaakov said to Yosef, Yosef, the names of your brothers are destined to be written on the stones of the ephod, and you, Yosef, are supposed to be included among them. Do you want your name to be erased from among them? That's what the image of Yaakov said to Yosef, right as Yosef was about to be intimate with Potiphar's wife. And the question is, what's he referring to? The ephod was one item of clothing worn by the Kohen Gadol, and it held the choshen, and the choshen held the urim v'tumim. And it was the stones on the choshen, each one with the name of one of the shvatim, that lit up miraculously to tell Bnei Yisrael exactly and clearly what Hashem wanted of them. So Yaakov's image said to Yosef when he was with Potiphar's wife, your name, Yosef, is supposed to be on the ephod. Do you want it erased? But this warning, this rebuke of Yaakov to Yosef seems strange at first glance. Why didn't Yaakov's image just say, be careful, Yosef. If you do this with Potiphar's wife, you'll be committing a serious sin, a grave sin. Why did Yaakov talk about the ephod? Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz quotes the Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, which says that the reason why the Urim V'tumim have that name is because Urim, based on the word or, light, is called Urim because the stones there illuminate Hashem's words, so to speak. And Tumim, from the word Tam, means whole or complete because they fulfill Hashem's words. In other words, they're always true. That's the Urim V'tumim. They clearly and perfectly reflect and transmit Hashem's words. There's no ambiguity, no uncertainty, no haziness. Hashem's wishes, so to speak, are conveyed through the Urim V'tumim clearly and unambiguously. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Aleph, based on the Medrash, that Potiphar's wife foresaw by her astrological speculations that she was destined to be the ancestor of children by Yosef, with Yosef. And that is what Yaakov said to Yosef. Yosef, you came into the house to be intimate with Potiphar's wife because of what she saw through her astrologers. What she saw was blurry. It was unclear. It was ambiguous. What they see is not clear like the Urim V'Tumim. Your name is going to be on the Ephod, on the Choshen. We in Bnei Yisrael, we hear from Hashem clearly. Don't do that with Potiphar's wife based on an ambiguous message. See things clearly. Listen to things clearly. Think about things clearly and separate from her. And that's exactly what Yosef did. He saw Yaakov's image and he heard Yaakov's rebuke about the ephod. And he separated immediately from Potiphar's wife. And we too, of course, when we also are, God forbid, close to sinning, we too can see Yaakov's image and we can hear Yaakov's mussar. How fortunate are we that we have a direct, clear line to and from Hashem. Why would we trade that for anything in the world? Have an amazing day, everyone.